Wife wanted. Wife wanted.
Wife wanted. Extra, extra paper. Wife wanted. Man has $15,000 yearly income. Read all about it. Wife wanted.
Homeward bound by plane, Bob Nolan is shocked when he reads a want ad in the personal column of a Metropolitan Sunday paper, in which his most intimate friend, Norman Howard, has advertised for a wife.
Wife wanted. I am 38 years old, have a $15,000 yearly income, don't drink, don't gamble, don't cuss, don't smoke, and don't even flirt. I am 5'10", weigh 170, and I want a wife who likes home, music, and travel. If you're interested, send photograph and all information about yourself to Norman Howard, Box 829, Hollywood, California.
The Wife Wanted drama was written around a Hollywood man who, under an assumed name, advertised for a wife and received over 9,000 letters, many gifts, and over 3,000 photographs from women. Our story material was gathered from real letters and actual events. Any similarity in names, however, of any person living or dead is not intentional, but purely coincidental. Here is communication number 8.
Omaha, Nebraska. Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. Dear Mr. Howard, I read your want ad for a wife, and I like you. I'm only 17 years old, 5'1", weigh 90 pounds, and am considered a good-looking brunette. Now, don't think me too young. I know the score all right, and I prefer a man about your size and age. I am enclosing a picture of myself. You can see I have a perfect figure that goes well with emotion, love, and lasting affection. If you'll send a railroad ticket, I'll come at once, and we can get married next Sunday. Patty Clover, 412 Plaza Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska.
Boy, that's good. What about this letter from Santa Monica? Let's see what she has to offer.
Dear Mr. Howard, I saw your ad. I'm married and have 4 children, but I'm lonely and very unhappy. I fully intend to get a divorce when my baby gets a little older. I'm enclosing a photograph, and as I like your description and have a good reason for leaving my husband, I would like to hear from you. Better use the name of my cousin, Lorena Holland, 481 Ocean Hill Terrace, Santa Monica, California.
I wonder what kind of a letter might come from my hometown in Virginia.
Dear Mr. Norman Howard, I saw your interest and description in the Purple Rose Social Register, and being a member of the same club, I feel perfectly free to write to you. I'm a young widow, age 24, of French and Italian descent, 5'2", and I weigh 120 pounds. I have wavy auburn hair and big brown eyes. My friends say I'm really too good looking to be working, and that my eyes and sex appeal, well, they should put me in the movies. I'm enclosing a snapshot of myself with a sailor friend. Only a platonic one, you know. Oh, dear, I never thought I'd write a letter like this. But then, Columbus took a chance, and so why shouldn't I? Helen Dockweiler, 1791 East Polly Circle, Roanoke, Virginia.
We now take you to the library of the foothill home of Norman Howard, overlooking Hollywood, where Bob Nolan, close friend of Howard, and his private secretary, Dorothy Allen, are reading a pile of letters.
Well, what in the world do you think is the matter with Mr. Howard?
I don't know, Dorothy, just what to think. I never expected anything like this.
Where did you first learn about that want ad?
I was on a plane coming from New York.
Well, is Mr. Howard a married man?
Of course. He married a prominent art and social leader in Detroit many years ago.
You know, there must be something unusual back of that ad. All he talks about is immortality.
The Howard Want ad was also read by many women in the state of Ohio, one of them being...
Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. My dear, dear dream man, being a member of the Golden Rule Celebrity Club, I see your name and description in our list, but give me the idea of writing to you. I am 59 years old, I weigh 195 pounds, and if you look for a real woman who can cook and make love, and you want a wife who never take a drink in her life and never have romance, well, I think I suit you. I got brown hair and some sparkle and some little devil in my eyes. I have a new Ford car and a nice home, and Rebecca, well, she'll inherit about $30,000 from the dead uncle next year. I no like social life, but I do love hunting and dogs and horses that run fast. Ay, ay, now, Mr. Howard, if Rebecca marry you, she no want a little husband. She want a healthy one, tall and skinny, so the other women will not run after him. And if my picture, you like it, you send a telegram, but you pay. And Rebecca, she'll drive out and see you. Rebecca Goldman, 1245 Hood Terrace Avenue, Canton, Ohio.
My, isn't she long-winded. Do you intend to answer any of these letters, Mr. Nolan?
That is what I promised, Dorothy. Poor fellow, Norman was so torn up this morning, I was very glad to promise anything. Suppose you take a letter to Rebecca.
Oh, sure.
Dear Miss Goldman, I think you are being very foolish. In the first place, no woman can hope to find love and real happiness by joining a get-acquainted club or entering matrimonial ads.
Well, I hope she reads this in the right spirit. Oh, pardon me.
You don't even know Norman Howard, Miss Goldman. And as I am looking after his affairs this week, I take the liberty of telling you to be more careful of what you put down on paper. And never, never, my dear stranger, tell anyone how much money you have. Bob Nolan, Foothill Studio, Hollywood.
Hello? Hello?
We have a telegram for Norman Howard.
Oh, just a minute, please. It's a message for Mr. Howard.
All right, Dorothy, take it. I'll listen in on the extension.
All right. Will you kindly give me the message?
Norman Howard, Foothill Studio, Hollywood. Regarding your ad for a wife, we specialize in making people happy.
Yes.
Our membership list embraces many wealthy widows of discriminating charm and personality.
Mm-hmm.
A few retired movie queens, widely traveled divorcees, and a few debutantes who, for one reason or another, are unhappy at home and anxious to find the right man.
I see.
Kindly call and see our photographs and become familiar with the Blue Heaven Friendship Club. Signed, Captain Henry Hawkins, Manager.
Thank you. Oh, good heavens, Mr. Nolan. Now, what do you think of that?
He ought to be in jail. But what else can Howard expect, Dorothy?
Well, I was just thinking. Perhaps Mr. Howard ran that ad as a joke.
No. Howard could never find any fun doing a thing like that.
Well, shall I answer?
Okay.
Special delivery for Mr. Howard.
Oh, thank you.
What does it say, Dorothy?
Let's see. Salt Lake City, Utah, 12 o'clock noon. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. I may look dumb, but if you don't keep your promise, you will soon find out what can happen to a man who makes violent love to a woman by mail, comes to see her, then tries to shake her. Unless you do the right thing by me, you won't be able to fool any more women. I am leaving for Hollywood on the noon train, Betty Jane. Oh, now what do you think? I bet he never runs another want ad.
Not a surprise at all, Dorothy. I knew something like this would happen.
Well, what can we do about that woman coming here?
Oh, nothing, I guess. But, say, Dorothy, what time does the Salt Lake train get in?
Well, the airmail leaves Salt Lake at midnight. And if that woman left Salt Lake yesterday at noon, she was due in Hollywood an hour ago.
And if she comes, You and I are right on the spot.
Oh, do you suppose Mr. Howard really went to see her?
No, I hardly think so. But listen, you better get Howard on the phone right now. York 1248.
All right. Well, it's ringing, but there's no answer.
Try the operator.
Operator? Operator! Oh, it must be out of order. Look, but there's a taxi coming up the drive. Oh, I bet it's that woman from Salt Lake.
Take it easy, Dorothy, now. There's no use to worry. Just
oh, but we've got to do something. Well, look, they're pushing a man out of the cab.
Something wrong somewhere.
Oh, he's hurt. Oh, we better call the police.
Was the threatening Betty Jane at the front door? If so, who was with her? And who was the injured man? What did Bob and Dorothy do? Don't miss the next episode of Wife Wanted, involving men and women of today. Wife Wanted is written and produced by Robert E. Callahan.